Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Red Film Radio, this is Kelly Crotty. Today I'm in Rome for the Italian release of Peterloo. I'm in company of Mike Lee, who, after Venice, is here in Italy to present the film to the Italian audience. So why the Peterloo massacre, and why now, at least 2014, when you started working?
Well, everything that people do is worth thinking about. Everything is important. Everything is interesting. This subject, first of all, there's never been a film about it, so I thought it would be a good idea to make the film. Secondly, it is 200 years ago exactly from now, and we thought that would be good. But mostly because it just seemed in some way to be something that we needed to think about, really. You know. But then, you know, as I say, everything's interesting, really, and everything's important.
The scene of the massacre is the heart of the movie, so and it's also the title of the film. Can you tell us more about how you shot it?
Well, first of all, there were only 200 extras. So there's a great deal of CGI involved in the film, you know, crowd replication, shooting a block and then a block and another block and adding them together in post-production. So that's important. How we did it was by planning it very carefully, by rehearsing each of the elements in the whole action separately, magistrates, the family, the people on the hustings, the, you know, the military, and so on. Also, you will understand that, for example, all those horses are trained horses. They're not any old horse. If you've got any old horse, then it will be disastrous. They're all horses that are trained. All the riders are trained people who do movies, do stunts. All the guys doing the fighting and all that know how to do those things. And the guy that I worked with, a stunt director, who does movie, because these guys do things like this in movies all the time, you know. I don't make movies like that, so I work with a guy, but he understood what I was wanted, what effect I wanted, and therefore he was able to do it. Brilliant young first assistant director, you know, fantastically good at organizing. This is important. And plenty of time spent preparing the action through rehearsal in the location, working, as I say, separately with people and really working it all out and things, so that when it comes to it, you could really let go and let it all happen.
In the press conference, you said that you don't want to, in your films, you don't want to give solutions. You hope people will get their solutions, their thoughts about your film. But what did Mike Lee learn about the present that we're living today through making of this film?
Well, that's a continuing process. And I say that not least because we're now in a time of continuing crisis anyway. So I'm gradually learning about all sorts of things by your reaction, other people's reaction, and just by seeing the film and reflect. It takes a long time when you've made a film to understand the film you've made and what it means. And so, to answer your question, it's an ongoing process.
You often trust women as your protagonist,
yes,
as your in your crew, starting with Georgina Lowe as your producer. What do you think about the whole pink quotas discussion? Do you think that we need that, or that women will find their path towards gender equality in films and in production?
Well, women, I think, are finding that way. And I absolutely, I mean, I needn't answer your question because you know perfectly well what I'm going to say, which is that obviously there are no roles in film or anywhere else that women shouldn't and can't do. And that's all there is to it.
And we've been talking to Mike Lee, director of Peterloo, who, after Venice, has presented his film to the Italian audience. The film is out in the Italian cinemas from March 21st, and this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.